Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke.
My name is Danielle. We're so excited to be back at it. Happy New Year, you guys.
Oh my gosh, this is going up. 2020.
On New Year's Day, 2020.
Happy New Year, new decade. I'm here for always a fresh start, new beginning. I think you have the choice to, you know, begin every single day, but I think that the New Year just gives you another little bonus. What would you say?
It gives you an extra little boost. You know, it's like, okay, today's a new day, but today's a freaking new year. Like, I know a lot of you guys are probably just laying in bed, laying low. That's you. It's so funny that New Year's Eve, everyone stays up so late, like watching the football job, whatever, partying. And then the next day is like, let's start our resolutions. It's so funny because everyone's so, tired.
It's like, okay, let's go to the gym. Let's like only eat greens or whatever. It's like, no, like, okay, you give yourself one day
like
grace.
Like on January 2nd.
Yeah. Give yourself one day grace and then go back to the routine and everything. So we wanted to talk today about our goals. I mean, I personally, I think Danielle feels the same way as me, like that. It's a good thing to have goals. I know not everybody's like, oh, you guys aren't going to stick to them, or people like to have that mentality. But I think if you go into it with that mentality, yeah, you're not going to stick to your goals. But if you use it as an excuse to better yourself and know that maybe not all of them will stick, but just trying to improve in small, better ways, like, I think it's all good, you know?
I completely agree. It's a very healthy way to look at it. Brooke and I are very just like I don't really call them resolutions. I call them goals, because then you'll actually try and accomplish them. Resolutions just like, eh, I could do that. You know, I don't even know what resolutions really means.
I think it's like a promise to yourself. Yeah. Like you're resolving to be better. So like, I'm going to give up soda. Like I'm resolving to like do something better for myself, basically, like making I think it has to do with making a promise. Let's Google the actual.
Like, I can't lie. I like don't even understand why we call it that.
A firm decision to do or not do something is a resolution. Okay. Interesting. Sense. Yeah. But I think a new year always brings things. And I don't know about you, Danielle, but like, I looked back at mine from last year, and of course, there's some that I didn't fulfill, but then there are some that I did. So I think that's unique too.
No, it's so crazy. Like last week or the week before, when I was at the airport, I was bored. I was like, what can I do? So I watched my 2019 goals video, and I like purposely like listened in. I was like, okay, which ones did I, there was like two I didn't accomplish, but it was so crazy because so many of them I like really did and really made happen in the year. The two I didn't accomplish were I didn't get involved with philanthropies as much as I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I can't lie. And then the other one, well, actually I got to do the Make-A-Wish thing. That was really cool. But then the other one was, I really want to be around kids. Like, I don't know how.
Yeah.
And that was one that I didn't accomplish. But it is so crazy to see, like, how far you can come in a year. And if you keep yourself accountable, it's pretty successful.
And track them, too. Which I think even if you don't have, like, YouTube or a podcast or whatever, like, you could still write them down. And, like, I'm not one to, like, look at them, like, every day or whatever. I don't think that that's...
No.
I know that some people do and that works for them. That's awesome. But I think checking in with yourself and being like, hey, you know, I really wanted to be more social or whatever it is. And like, you know, be honest with yourself. Like you're being honest with yourself right now, Danielle, being like, hey, I didn't do these two. Like, that's good that you could recognize that, because some people would just like be like, oh yeah, like it's fine. No big deal. But like now they'll carry through to the next year, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. So
look at that.
We're just going to make this very conversational. Cause we have some kind of, we were going to do like categories like health and well, and we're like, no, that's not what Gals on the Go is like. Let's be real. We're pretty big chatters. So we've kind of got a ton we want to talk about. We're going to bounce off each other. And then at the end, we asked you guys on our Instagram, you guys should follow it at Gals on the Go podcast.
Definitely follow
what your goals are.
Good stuff. Yeah. I think it'll be fun to get some. I always love listening to other people's goals too, because it sometimes it sparks something in you like, oh shoot, I should add that to my list. And I don't think that resolutions also have to be as cliche. Like, I mean, honestly, are some of mine to continue working out and stuff like that. Yes. But they don't have to be that cliche either. Like it could be something that you want to start doing maybe in terms of like friendships or relationships. It doesn't have to be the cheesy stuff.
Yeah. There's so many different routes you can go. I don't think I've done, honestly, like the whole like working out one, that one, let's be real, that one's always like the most broad one, you know, it's so hard. So you can make them very specific, or like Brooke said about friendships, or, you know, only hang out with people that make me happy, just like different stuff like that. But I am excited to see what you guys have to say. You guys submitted a lot of yours.
Same. So we'll hop right in. Getting excited.
Ooh. So let's do our highlights and lowlights.
Woo.
Highlights and lowlights.
All right. My definite low light is the end of a very, very unique holiday season. It was a really good holiday season. So I think it's always sad at the end. I feel like, cause you're like, dang, like, all right, it's a whole nother year till Christmas. And like, you gotta get your life together and pull everything together. And you're saying, at least if you're in, you go away to college, or me, like I live away from my family now, like saying bye to family and stuff like that. So I feel like it's just, the transition between those two modes again, kind of like the really chill holiday mode into, oh wait, I have to be like a real human and like do things.
I know. December 26th is always like such a sad day. It's like, oh my God, no more Christmas music, getting your life back together. And then really after New Year's is when it's like go time.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because this break, I don't even know. I feel like everybody's just been relaxed and chill. I guess it always is that way. But I'm really, I am like, part of me is excited to get back after it, but it's sad. Obviously, like I have my family here with me in Boston today when we're recording this, and then they're leaving, and I don't know when I'm going to see them next. And that's always, I don't like going into things like not knowing when the next time is. Yeah. So
you should plan something with your parents like today or tomorrow. It makes saying goodbye so much easier when you have a definite, like, next time you're seeing each other.
I like that. That's a good idea, actually. I do want to do a trip with my mom. We mentioned that, like, for her birthday, she wants, like, a trip instead of a gift. Like, a small trip. Like, just, like, a weekend trip. So, if you have any suggestions, hit me up. I thought it could be fun.
Oh, my God. I know. I was thinking about that for my mom's birthday, too. She's going to be listening to this. Like, what? What?
I love it.
So, my low light's very, very, very similar. Mine's realizing I'm only home a little longer, then back to school, back to reality. I'm the same way. Like, I don't know, winter break, I think maybe I'll be ready by next week, but it is really nice, especially for Brooke and I, who are gals on the go. And like, when we're back, when we're at our apartments, like, we like do so much, and like, it's so exciting, and we both love to hustle, but it is so nice to be at home. I'm sure you could agree, Brooke, like, it's very relaxed. We watch movies at night. It's like, yeah, family cooks for you. Like, it's so relaxed, and I feel my most relaxed self when I'm at home naturally, because it's like, especially being a college student, I'm in between semesters, so I literally can't do any school, which is the best feeling ever.
That's so nice. It's like forced relaxation.
Forced relaxation. And like, my friends are home, and I literally, my high school best friends are like some of the most important people in my life, and like, we don't get to see each other a lot, and that's really fun. And then Vlogmas is over, so I don't feel pressure to post it. It's just like a great time right now, and I'm not ready to go back yet. I can't lie.
Yeah, it's definitely defeating too. And like, the start of a semester is always blissful, and then it only intensifies. So like, I get it. It's a hard transition, and junior year's hard, but I feel like you're pushing through and doing great things, and I'm proud.
Oh no. Yeah. And I'm so excited to go back, because when I go back, well, that's kind of my highlight. So actually I'm going to hold that. But when I go back, there'll be really exciting things happening. But it's weird, because like, so I'm driving back to Athens on January 5th, but like, my brother's here till like January 12th. Like, what? No fair.
Mm, actually, in the north, some of them don't go back until like almost February. Like, they have a really long break. Yeah. So I think
when
it depends
on go back?
School. Well, he starts school, I think on actually the 2nd. They don't have off the rest of that week, so he's off New Year's Day, and then he has to go right back. Yeah.
January 2nd, he has to go back to school.
Yeah, I mean, he's in high school. So, yeah, if that's how it goes. How is yours? Maybe private school is different.
I don't ever remember going back the next day, because it's on a Thursday. I mean, maybe, yeah, honestly, I don't know the schedule. Wow, that's tough.
I know. I know some schools, that my mom said some schools on Long Island have off the rest of that week, but no, he has to get right back after it.
Dang, that'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be okay. So we'll pivot gears a little bit. Highlight.
Pivot.
Now. Pivot. I don't know why I said that.
I liked it. I liked the word.
Thank you. Highlights. I am really excited. I have a comprehensive New Year's plan. I just decided, because I'm very impulsive. Yeah. I am really excited. I just need to have a set plan, you know? Like, I don't like going into things and being like,
oh, girl.
I was coming back to Boston, and like, everyone's like, what are you doing for New Year's? I was like, I'll figure it out. And I was like, no, like, I can't. Like, New Year's is one of those nights where I feel like you need to kind of, if you're going out or like doing something fun, like, you need to have a plan, because otherwise there's too many options. There's going to be lines. Like, you need to sometimes buy tickets for things. So whatever. I just needed to have a solid plan. And my friends who live in Atlanta, specifically Mariah, were like, come and visit. Mariah's moving into a brand new apartment.
Oh my God.
I know, because she got a job, which I guess I could talk more about that at a later time, but very excited. She doesn't start until like mid-January though. So she just moved in yesterday and she was like, hey, come visit. And a bunch of my other friends from college live in Atlanta or around Atlanta. So we're going to do New Year's with them. I think we are going out. I actually don't know specifically where we're going, but I think somewhere in Buckhead for New Year's, whatever. It's like a, you know, you buy a ticket situation, which is nice. So I don't have to stress, get to see all my friends and see my best friend's apartment and her life now and everything. I know it's like, you know how it goes, Danielle, like when you probably feel that with your home friends when you're just like, wow, I need my friends right now. So that's why I'm pumped.
Oh my God. You're going to, it's the best situation. Like you're going to have so much fun. Like I cannot wait to watch all the snaps. Like I'm just so ready.
Thank you. Yeah. I think I'll just post on social media. Cause I don't know. Do you vlog New Year's? I feel like not really. That's kind of hard.
No, I've like vlogged getting ready for a party and stuff, but yeah, I don't really know. The next few days are kind of wonky for me vlog wise. I don't really know. I might just chill out. I don't really know.
Good for you. No, you deserve it. So I leave actually the 31st itself. So I have a few more days here to like, well, actually only two more days here, pack up and like get my stuff together. And then we're headed to ATL. So I guess when this goes up, I'll be in Hotlanta. Just kidding. They don't call it that.
ATL, baby. I love that. I'm the same way though with planning, as we all know.
Yeah.
So I was so stressed about planning and no one had any New Year's plans. So I was just like, forget it. Everyone come to my house. We're doing this because I want to be able to plan it. And so, because we were like going to rent, like, I don't know. We like had all these ideas and then all of them kept falling through and my guy friends are just not good at planning. So, I've had New Year's parties at my house for like the last 4 years. Last year was the first year I didn't do it. And everyone's like, please have it at your house again. I had to beg my mom. But it is happening now, so hopefully all goes well.
You're going to have so much fun. I want to go to a Carolyn family, not family party.
They're
but
pretty
like,
fun.
Does your brother have his friends over too then? Is it like combined?
Sometimes. My mom could never let that happen because Freddie's friends are honestly crazy. I'll say that. but I think if his grade doesn't plan anything, my mom said he could have like a couple friends to mine. But I don't know. I love his friends, but then that's just, I don't know. That stresses me out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nice. My mom's the kind of like, I would rather all of you be at my house instead of like driving around on New Year's Eve, whatever. Like,
yeah, that's
true. I'd rather everyone be safe and everything. Cause driving on New Year's Eve is scary. Like, I don't know about like wherever you've ever been on New Year's, but like we have like checkpoints. Like you're driving and like police have like certain stops where you have to check to make sure you're not drinking and driving, which is so good. And I'm glad, which doesn't happen as much anymore. Cause I feel like Uber is just like the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyways. Love that for you. You're going to have so much fun and you have a dope dress. Have you gotten it in the mail yet?
Yes, I did. I tried it on. I like it, but you know when you try something on and you have no makeup on and like your hair is a mess, mm-hmm. you can't see the full vision. So
you can't.
So it looks, I will say like it's flattering. It looks good, but like I'm just, I got to like almost do like a fake, but maybe when I put my makeup on today, like then I'll try it on again or something. I don't know. Cause
I'm, yeah, you gotta, I totally feel you.
It's an incomplete look, but if not, I am going to be in Boston so I could return it and pop around like maybe to a store or something tomorrow, which is good. I tried to plan it in advance. I ordered.
Yeah, that's awesome. I still don't know what I'm wearing. I have like a black bodysuit I like might wear, but I'm honestly just like not sure. So, all right. So my highlight is very exciting. I'm literally so excited. So my first spin class is on the schedule for Pure Velo. It's planned out and it was released like yesterday, the day before to like the, so basically my manager texted me, was like, hey, it's on the schedule, whatever. It's not open to the public yet. Cause it opens like 3 weeks before and it like hadn't been open yet. So, but I could like add people. So a ton of my friends were like, I want to join. So my class was like kind of already full. Like I think I had like, you know, 12 of my friends taking the class.
Wow.
And then yesterday I went to add one of my friends, she like snapped me and was like, hey, I want to be in your first class. And then it was like full. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
I literally freaked out. I was like, who? Cause it's like not for a couple weeks and people freaking went on the schedule and like found, I don't know. Or maybe I don't know, but it was crazy. And it's like the most fulfilling feeling ever. And I'm just like, wow. So I'm so
excited.
That
is awesome.
I'm literally freaking out. And then after that, I'll be on the schedule normally. So I'm really, 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 really excited about that. I have my first playlist completely made. And I also was really excited the other night. I made my second playlist.
Oh my gosh, ambitious. Look at you.
Well, because I feel like I'm constantly going to have to like keep looking for songs now. But my first ride is a community ride, they call it. So it's free for everybody, even if it's not your first class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's awesome. They call it a community ride because it's like my first class. It's like, you know, when like...
You're still working out like the kinks kind of...
Yeah, like I'm like new. So it is funny because like...
I could be there. I'm so sad.
I know. It's fine. Wait till I'm like...
I honestly figured that I should come like next year, like football season. And then like you'll be a pro instructor by then. So that will be...
I'm so excited.
Gosh, you're going to crush it. So what time is your class? Do a little plug, right?
So it's going to be at 6:45 p.m. on Wednesdays. They added that one because I was like, we need like a night class because the latest they did was like a 5:30. And I just love working out at night. So mine are going to be some hype times. So yeah, I'm very, 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 very excited. And the only thing I'm like, not nervous about, but like, I want people to come to my class because they want to like spin.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, like come to my class totally. And I'm so excited, but I want it to be a place for all of us to like work out together, have fun. Like, obviously I'm so excited to meet you guys, but I don't want anyone to like drive hours just to like, I don't know, like come and like meet me.
Like as if it's a meetup because it's not. It's
yeah, it's not. Yeah. And I don't want to say that, but just for like my safety, like I am a little nervous about that, but I'm like really excited. And I know a lot of you guys like to spin and like have a good time. Or if you haven't spun before, please come and like get a good workout in. But I have meetups all the time. Brooke and I are planning some exciting things for this coming year where we get to meet you guys. So don't worry. I'm always like coming around, but I am very excited and I can't wait to have some Dan fam in the room.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's important because I feel like when people like even when they go and visit like Tori or something and they go, yeah, it's like a bonus that of course you get to spin with someone, but it's still at the end of the day, like it's not like Danielle Carolyn Spin Studio. It's like pure Velo. Like it's a someone
exactly.
else's place.
I don't want to interrupt
yours.
Other people.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, thank you. So I'm really, really excited about that. So yeah, if you live in Athens, definitely come to my class. Like, please,
I love
it's
that.
Be a good time. Oh, so
I really wish that Pure Velo was there when I was in school.
Dude, I know all we had was Orange Theory, and I'm just not here for that anymore.
Yeah, it was a time while we did it, but I think that you know people's interest. I don't even know. I'm glad that I did at the time, but.
I'm still really intrigued by Barry's boot camp. Like, I'm just like, I really don't think I could handle it.
It was so hard.
I'm still intrigued.
It was so hard. I was sore for days. Days. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is so crazy because honestly, now like I spin and I'm really not that sore the next day. You know, like I'm like totally good. But I think your muscles just get used to like the workout, if that makes sense. Because like the first time after school, I couldn't walk. So I feel like you know what I mean?
That
like,
happens.
You get used to
it.
Interesting.
No,
right?
Totally. Yeah. So should we get into our favorite product right now?
Yeah.
These are a few of my favorite things.
All right, gotta plug the old GOTG merch, which you guys are.
Woo!
So many of you guys got our stuff for the holidays, which is so
yes!
adorable. Thank you so much for everyone. We love to repost, so please tag us.
Yes.
We have some new-ish products, I guess, like the Don't Text Black, which you guys are so cute. Did you see Gretchen and Max have that matching?
I am deceased. That was so freaking cute. Like, they're the biggest supporters.
They are. They showed that in their What I Got for Christmas. I was just watching it before this.
I know.
They were really, really cute. So the Don't Text Black. But then we also have Pop Sockets, this pink hoodie with the embroidery. So cute.
Yes. I wore it last night.
Yeah, I saw you did. But my personal favorite right now has to be the Champion Joggers. They're premium. They're really premium.
They're literally premium quality, so go get you some.
Exactly. And they say gal on the go down the leg. I wore a small. I don't think I like should have gotten a small. Like I definitely am like a medium, but they honestly run like pretty, I would say, like I would never normally be a small and I could fit into them. So I think that like if anything size down, I would say.
Yes. Okay, yours did look a little bit better fitted because I got a medium and I'm swimming in them and I'm normally a medium. So I kind of wish I got the small.
Interesting. All right. I think that maybe our texts were misconstrued to our merch people. is. I think that the medium should have been mine.
Oh, really? I thought I ordered a medium, too. I thought we both ordered mediums.
I don't even know. Cause I don't
oh, maybe. Maybe that is what happened. Things got misconstrued. Well, we could trade next time we see
each
other. Yeah,
we could do
maybe
a trade. Yeah, but they do fit. They're definitely, like, tight, like, pant fitting. So you could, like, wear them out in public and stuff, and you're not, like, drowning like a sweatpant. They definitely are more of, like, a jogger fit, but really cute. We have great merch, and I know people are asking, are we going to do sales? We have no plans of doing a sale, so if you're interested in ordering, like, definitely order. It's not like, oh, surprise, we're having a sale next week.
Yeah,
if you have, like, Christmas money or holiday money or something, we've been getting a lot of those inquiries, and you guys are just the best, so thanks for your support.
It's so crazy too, like, so many of my friends now are getting Don't Text sweatshirts, like, they're obsessed. It is so funny because, like, a lot of people don't know what Don't Text means. And so yeah. I like a lot of my friends from home, they're like, can I get a Don't Text sweatshirt? So I got them all Don't Text sweatshirts for Christmas. And they're like, wait, actually, what does this mean? And I was like, what? And then it was so funny. My friend Caitlin, her older sister just got married. And so she was hanging out with, like, her sister and her husband now. And she was wearing the sweatshirt, and they're like, what does Don't Text mean? And so she explained it to them, and they thought it was awesome. So her sister's husband posted an Instagram photo of, like, a photo from the wedding. And he was like, don't text, just got married.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Stop.
Literally because of the sweatshirt. I just love it. Now Freddie's been saying it, and now he's like, I want a hoodie. Like, it's just a movement.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I'm wearing the black hoodie right now. It's so comfy.
Yeah, it's the black is, like, I'm telling you, like, it's not a different material than the white. I don't know how to describe it. It's, like, a little bit thicker.
It is different. It's, like, thicker or something. I don't really know. We didn't really realize that, but, like, I'm kind of here for it. I'm obsessed with it. Yeah. It's better for the winter. The Don't Text is more of, like, a spring, fall, summer sweatshirt. I don't know.
I love it. It's not, like, super heavy like a jacket. It's like a pullover. My mom wears hers after she works out. She slips it right on. Yeah, really cute.
So honored.
Yeah. Love that.
All right. So my favorite are these. I'm literally, like, grabbing them so Brooke can see.
I wanted to see them. Oh, cute. Okay.
I know. They're so cute. So they're the slip scrunchies because I use them a lot when I don't want to put, like, creases in my hair. They're like it's the same brand that makes, like, the pillow, the face masks and the pillowcases. And I wanted some new ones, and I was going to buy the bigger scrunchies, but I went to Neiman Marcus because I, like, was trying to, I couldn't find any stores that were selling them, and Neiman's actually happened to have them, and they had the mini ones, and I have in my hair right now. They're so, like, they don't pull at your hair. And, like, after I do my hair and I, like, do my makeup, I'll just, like, put the scrunchie and it doesn't put a crease in my hair, and they're just really cute on your wrist. Yeah. I know, very impressive. So I like them a lot just for, like, day to day, or, like, I don't know. Sometimes I, like, put my hair up and, like, go to bed. I'm, like, weird. So those are my favorites right now.
They look really pretty. Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things. I feel like it was a very slip silk Christmas for many people.
It was. Yes. It was a slip Christmas, a barefoot dreams Christmas. I'm trying to think what else.
I ordered the blanket. It was on sale. I did.
I have the white leopard. Now I just want the black leopard, but I'm like, no, Danielle,
you don't need, it. You don't need it.
You don't need it. So I didn't buy it.
Good for you. I am intrigued by the scrunchies though. I got some Lululemon scrunchies. I have one on my wrist.
Oh,
Christmas. I did. They're good. But honestly, like, I just feel like there's nothing really special, I guess. I don't know. So that's why I feel like I have to try these silk ones now. Cause if they're really,
you should. They're bougie.
Premium.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Delaney just Snapchatted me, and she's been on a cruise, and so she hasn't had service, and it's just, I don't know, it's been, like, really sad, so I'm really happy she has service.
It's the little things in life.
It's the little things in life.
That's funny. So instead of goals, I mean, the whole episode is really goals. So we're going to
goals.
So we're going to talk about our goals for 2020. Like we said, I do like that word, Danielle, goals instead of resolutions, but you could, you know, sub in whatever floats your boat. And
yes,
honestly, I just think it's probably best if we just have a conversation surrounding it. And if you guys want to, you know, pull out your pen and paper and make your little list or start typing or whatever, be sure to share your stuff with us too in our Facebook group and on our Instagram.
Yes. Love that. Love that. So let's just get right into it, right?
Yeah. A little inspo for the day.
So my first one, also I did post a video with my goals for 2020. So I talked about some of the similar ones, but then I added some for this podcast. So don't you worry. We have new content, but this first one is honestly just my most important one. And it is my video, but I want to be less of a planner. And I was telling my mom this and she said, also tip for you guys, this kind of goes back to like manifestation and everything. But like when you make a goal, instead of saying be more of this or like be less of this or do more of this, make it more of a positive thing. So instead of be less of a planner, like my mom said to say go with the flow.
Yes.
You know, because it's like working towards something.
Because if you use the negative phrase first, like, or I'll just use don't drink soda. Like don't drink soda. It's so negative versus like drink a lot more water. I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It's like you're playing like tricks with your brain kind of. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. So I made that mistake in my video. So I'm going to go with the flow more. And I like being a planner. I really do. Brooke and I are the same. We like set plans.
Yep.
But where Brooke and I differ, and she'll say this, like when we go on trips, Brooke's like wants a plan, but she doesn't need to make the plan. She's very chill. She's just like, okay, I'm good with whatever. Whereas I'm not like I need things to go my way, but I need them to go a way. And if no one's speaking up, I'm like, all right, let's just do something. And sometimes I get upset with myself or like I get in a bad mood when plans don't go the way they were made. Even if it's not what I planned, if they're not gone the way that I thought they were, I like stress out. I don't know. Cause like I plan my days very, very specifically so I can get a lot done.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes it bites me in the butt. Cause not everyone worked on the same time clock as me. A lot of people just do a couple things in a day instead of like seven. And so that's something I need to
most
get more used
do.
To.
Most people do. Most people do.
I know. And so that's my problem. And it's so hard in social settings. Cause there have been times even with my boyfriend or stuff where I like really want to plan and he's like, no, stop. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, I need to chill. So I just need to find a balance. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I love that. And you could totally do it in the new year. I think that that's very realistic.
I know. So updates to come on that one. That one I am going to like check in on. So we'll see. What about you?
All right. So my first resolution is to really stop apologizing.
Ooh.
I'm so bad at this. The viewers of my channel, probably of this podcast, everybody knows I'm really bad at that. I've always been the type of person like to accidentally, if I like nudge into someone or whatever to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm
the same
in that
way.
Sense. Yeah, you are actually, you're definitely that way too. But I'm also really bad at like apologizing in terms of like, oh, you guys, sorry. I'm just giving a stupid example. Like, sorry, my room is messy, or like, sorry. You know, I don't really know how to cook this or whatever. So I'm just like doing it my way or whatever. And people are like, girl, like stop apologizing. Someone commented, like try to do a week, no apologizing, but I'm going to try to do 2020, no apologizing.
Hey, so, that's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's going to be difficult if your personality is naturally that way. And like, it's not that I'm so deeply like that. I deeply mean it every time that I'm like, I'm sorry if I'm offending you, but I think it's just like a natural phrase that I use. So I want to cut that out.
You definitely do. I remember there were a couple times in New York, because I did the same thing. I was just sorry a lot. But there was a couple times you said sorry, and we're all like, dude, like, I don't even, like, you're good. Like you'll, Brooke will literally say, sorry, like, I should have sat in the back row. And we're like, no, you could sit in the front row, like, what, like in the car, like, we're in the Uber. Brooke's like, sorry, I should have sat in the back. Like, no, any of us could sit in the back. I don't know. You're very thoughtful, and that's awesome. But, I actually just added that to my list because I literally will bump into a lamp and say sorry, and it's like chill. Like even Ryan's always like, Danielle, stop apologizing. I think both you and I are just very like to keep peace. We'll like apologize to people when it's like not even our fault.
Oh my gosh, I hate when people are like fighting or there's tension or awkwardness. So like I just try to keep a neutral opinion on things, and I feel like by apologizing it like compensates for
it. Totally.
But that ain't it.
That ain't it. I love that one. I literally added it to mine. So awesome. My next one, I actually got inspired by my mom, because yesterday we were sitting on the beach actually, and we were talking about our goals, and she had come up with some, and I really liked this one. She literally said I should add it to my list. And hers is she wants to try different pathways. So by that, she means like literal pathways. Like she goes for walks all the time. And so yesterday she literally went on a new path. But she was like, that's a literal one. But like, she didn't just mean that, like just trying new things, like even like the most simple things, like literally trying a new face wash or whatever it may be, like trying new things, or like if you go to this cafe every morning or like on certain mornings to get your coffee and, you know, breakfast sandwich, try a new breakfast. I know this like all sounds like so crazy, but try new things, or like instead of doing this with your friends, like try doing something new. So I think that's definitely a good thing for me. I'm definitely someone that gets stuck in my ways. I do not like change. Like if I go to my favorite restaurant, I'm going to order the same thing because I know I love it, yeah. Which is not like a bad thing, but like, it's good to try new things, or, you know, I do love to spin, but I think I should be doing other workouts too sometimes, even though I think spin is a total body workout. I notice a lot of people make sure to like still do other things to work out. So I might start going for walks more or just like simple things, but I just really liked that one. Try new things.
I like that a lot. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I think that it's always good to try something different.
Yeah, so you might like it.
Change your routine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. My next one is to read more.
Ooh.
I followed this girl on Instagram who did like a 50 book challenge for the year, is absurd. That's like a book every week. That stresses me out, but I'm here. I mean, good for her. But I'm just going to say like a minimum of like, I mean, this is a lofty goal too, honestly, for me, because I have not been reading much at all, but like a book a month. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, that's a lot, but I think I actually do want to start like reading, but for the book a month thing, I'm going to count Audible towards that too, because
yeah,
I think that's realistic. So, but I think that there's something different about the act of actually physically reading, picking up a book. And I do it when I'm on vacation and stuff like that, because it's like forced relaxation or whatever, but it's hard for me to do it, I don't know, at other times.
It's such a great way to wind down at night, to go to bed, instead of being on your phone.
Yeah, I'm just so bad. I just go on my phone. I go on my phone right when I wake up. That should be my resolution, but I just know that it's going to be like, that's too hard of a change for me right now, so I don't do that.
Well, because I don't know about you, but like, especially if I sleep in just a little bit, like you wake up and there are notifications on your phone you have to respond to, especially with like YouTube stuff. Like there's an email from a brand, like, I really can't wake up and like, you can maybe not be on your phone for like 30 minutes, but then I really need to look at my phone. Like sometimes my parents will have called me. I don't know. There's like things that need to be attended to. It's freaky.
Oh, 100%. And yeah, living alone, I like would never be able to do that. Like people are like, oh, whatever. And I'm like, no, I have to like tell people that I'm alive though.
Yeah, exactly.
It's things that I have to do.
That's a really good one. My next one is find ways to laugh every day, because laughing's so much fun.
Love. It is.
You know,
really
like
is.
Whether it's watching TikToks and laughing out loud or calling a friend that I know will make me smile, aka Brooke, or whatever it may be. I don't know. I think it's really good to laugh every day. My mom always says it's important to sweat and laugh every day. I think that's what it is. So that's like a really good goal to have.
I love that.
I know, right? Like work out and laugh. Like that is just so good for you. And I love a good belly laugh. So whether that be surrounding myself with people that make me laugh, you know, watching a comedy video, listening to a funny podcast.
Comedy.
Like I have certain podcasts that I go to for entertainment. I know Brooke does too. So I don't know. I just think it's good to laugh.
I really like that. That's a good one.
Thank you.
My next one is, and I don't want there to, I talked about this in a video, I don't want there to be like any feeling of shame or like blame or whatever for this one, because I feel like people talk about it and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you're not doing it right, and people are criticizing and whatever. But I do want to try to be more sustainable and work towards doing better things for the environment, because I think that I didn't, honestly, in this year, I did not do the best job at all. I do like recycle and like the bare minimum, but I just feel like there's more I could be. I use reusable grocery bags. And I'm like, yeah,
same.
It's like what I'm doing. But I just feel like there's more that we could do. I want to start refusing more PR packages, because honestly, I just don't need more stuff. Like stuff is just stuff.
Yeah.
It's just taking up room in my closet, or it's getting, like, it's great to donate, of course, but it gets to a point where it's just like, it could go to better use for probably someone else. So I don't know. I just want to try to practice that in small ways. And I think I need to educate myself more on ways to do that, because, you know, people say recycling isn't a solution to the problem anymore. Like we have to start just wasting less and using less.
So true.
I'm going to work on that.
I think that's
I'm going to work
goal.
On it. Yeah. I just want to be more like impactful. Like I just have a purpose, I guess.
Reduce your ecological footprint. Is that it?
Carbon footprint. Yeah.
Carbon footprint. That's the one. Love that. Good for you. Yeah. Okay. I'm like doing mine in such a weird order.
Me too. Me too.
My next one would be to think positive thoughts. Not that I'm not already. However, I have noticed in the last year, Brooke and I are both really into manifestation, and it is just so crazy that if you think about something in a negative or positive way, that's kind of how it goes, because you're subtly doing things throughout the day that are kind of working towards whatever your mindset is. So if I wake up in the morning and I'm in a bad mood, I didn't sleep well, whatever it may be, and I'm like, today is going to be a terrible day. I just feel it. It's not sunny out. Like, you're subconsciously like making that day negative, whereas if you thought about it positively, yeah, it's so much better. Like, I made this example in my video, but I just have to share it with you guys. I just think this is so funny. So the other day I wanted to go to the DMV because I wanted a new license. I wanted a horizontal license because my 16-year-old driver's license was not cutting it. People literally thought my ID wasn't real because they thought it wasn't me because my hair is like dark brown in it. I'm literally 16 years old. Like, I don't look how I look now. And I was just tired of it. I just wanted a new driver's license, even though mine doesn't expire until like 2022. Anyways, I was like, okay, they open at 8 a.m. And I had this, at first I had this whole idea in my head, like, sorry, my voice is going. I'm going to get there. The line's going to be super long. Like they're going to not let me take a good picture, whatever. And I was like, snap out of it. So then that morning I'm like, okay, like, I'm talking to my mom. Today's going to be a great day. I'm going to get there. I'm going to be in and out in under an hour. They're going to let me retake my photo a ton of times. I'm going to get this super cool gal. It's just going to be a great situation. Guys, I was in there in, I was in and out in 45 minutes.
It's amazing.
Amazing. I sat down. The lady was so cool. She was like, oh my God, I love your bag. I have one just like it. Like, she's super girly fun. Like, you don't get that at the DMV. Like, she was in a great mood, like, super cute gal. And so I go to take my photo and she's like, okay, here's a little tip. Just, you know, step 5 feet in front of the thing. It'll like help not wash you out. Let's go. Takes it, prints out. Prints out.
This is amazing.
My driver's license. I didn't tell the story in the podcast yet, did I?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
Phew. She prints out the driver's license. She walks up and she goes, "Eh, I don't really like this for you. Like, let's take a new one. I'll just void this. Only make you pay one time, but let's take some more photos." And I'm like, "Oh my God!" Because it did look so bad. My face looked so watched out. It looked like I didn't have a nose. Like, it was just bad. So she goes, sends me to another camera, like the whole 9 yards. Anyways, I was so happy with my driver's license, and it was just so sweet. Like, you don't get that at the DMV, and I didn't ask for it. Like, I manifested and I said in my head it's going to be a great experience, but I didn't ask her to take it again. I was going to be fine with that. Like, I don't know. It's just like the power of being like, okay, it's going to be a good experience. It like was.
I love that.
So I just want to do that more. Sorry, I know that was like a ramble, but I just...
No. But it does make sense. And it's just like, I believe in manifestation or don't, but it is the type of thing where if you're aware that opportunities exist, like,
yeah,
there's this thing that it's like the subconscious in your brain only focus. There's too many like stimuli in life that your brain isn't taking in everything. So if you focus on things that you're like, oh, I'm going to see a yellow car today. Like, you probably will see a yellow car because your brain is like looking for it.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? If you're looking for good, you're going to like find it in whatever it is. So I deeply believe in that too, Danielle.
Yeah. I think just thinking more positive in general, all of us could do. And I think it like really works. It's like freaky. And sometimes you have to like force yourself to like not think the negative way because it's so easy to think negatively. I do the same thing, but just try and change your mindset. It's crazy how much it'll work.
I like it. I like it. Mm-hmm. So my next one is to stop living my life for other people in terms of like letting them influence I wouldn't say that I do this in terms of like letting other people like control my thoughts or whatever, but I've had a really bad habit of doing this in the past year where I will make a plan revolving other people without them confirming it or whatever it is. So I'll be like, oh, you know, on Thursday after work, you know, like I briefly mentioned that I'm doing something with someone, but the plan was never confirmed, but I plan my whole schedule and my whole life around this.
Wow.
And it's not actually going to happen. So, and then nothing ends up happening. And then I'm like, wow, what a waste of a night. I could have worked out. I could have, you know, done something productive for myself or like relaxed or whatever. So I need to stop doing that. And I don't know. I think it's that goes into the whole planning thing with us too, Danielle, that we're like planners or whatever. And I'll, you know, talk to someone and be like, hey, can we hang out Thursday at 5 in the Big Sherbrook, whatever. But then Thursday at 5 comes around and I'm like, oh my gosh, why aren't they texting me or whatever. So I'm going to stop making hypothetical plans in my head and like whatever, doing all that.
I'm adding that to my list now as well, because that kind of goes back. Because I initially had like, no more people pleasing, or like I have to figure out a way to make that a positive, but like that's so general, but that's really what it is. I have the same habit. I'm literally adding to this now. Thank you. Stop living my life for other people. Not that I do that all the time or you do that all the time, but there are certain people in my life that I'll be like,
prioritize,
which is good.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It is a good thing. But then you have to realize that, I mean, it goes back to like, are you a priority in their life? And most of the time you are. So like, yeah, it syncs up and it's good and stuff. But sometimes people don't realize that when you're making plans for them, it's serious, or I don't know. Like it's, you're taking it seriously and you want to hang out with them, or like, I think you have to make it clear too.
You have to make it very clear. And if it's not, like, don't worry about it. It literally does go back to the whole planning thing. Just like do your own thing, because you end up letting yourself down. True. Whereas they just like prioritize different things differently, or they think about things differently than you do. Like, cause I'm the same way. If someone says, oh, maybe let's do something Thursday, I'm like, okay, so Thursday I'm doing something with her and like that is happening. And then it like doesn't work out, or no, neither of us follow up on it. And it's like, oh my God, like what? Like I wasted a day. But that's just like how you and I work. So, but yeah, wow, that's a good one.
Thanks. Yeah. I think it's a good habit for 2020.
I love that. And then I also, these are just two really short ones. I want to start flossing, and I have started flossing, and I want to stretch more in the morning or at night, because
ooh,
it's really
stretching
good for
you. Good. Yeah. Do you have like a specific stretch routine? I'm interested.
I'll probably need to make one. No, usually what I'll do is I'll just like feel out my body, what kind of like feels where I need to stretch.
Tight.
Yeah, where it feels tight. I usually like to do a foam roller, or I just got this thing for Christmas called the yoga wheel. It's kind of similar. But I really love a good child's pose, downward dog. Just kind of the standard stretching, whatever just makes my body feel good. And then also, I don't know what this is called, but when you like lay down and you pull one leg over,
ooh,
and you
yeah,
like turn, that's a really good one for your back. But it's so important, especially when Brooke and I, we do a lot of spin. Like it's very intense on your body, and I don't want to like down the road in like 10 years like my body is like dead because I wasn't stretching.
I think that is good. I try to stretch too, and I feel like the 5-minute stretch like after spin, or like 3-minute whatever it is not enough.
Yeah,
so I need to start doing that more.
I know,
too.
Right?
That's a good one,
because it's hard to like find time to do that, because you're like, you have to do it slow, you can't stretch fast, like you literally have to like take your time and breathe into it.
Mm-hmm. And they always say like, you earned this, but I'm like, no, I just want to go, like let me go.
Let me go.
Yeah, I also, going along with that, I need to start. My doctor literally was like, your back is messed up, dude. Like, you need to do yoga. So,
oh, I was going to ask about that. What does he mean? Just like, it's just like, do you have scoliosis?
So I have, so when I was younger, I had like a minor form of scoliosis. They think I never like had like the back brace or whatever, because I was like, no, I'm like,
yeah, I did too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's because of the digital generation. She said that everybody's developing these back problems, and she's like, do you sit in a chair a lot and like on your computer? I was like, I mean, yeah, that's like my whole
literally
life. What do you mean? Yeah. And so like, I guess the neck, like the back of your neck, like has like a crook in it basically from looking down at the screen. So she was like, try to keep your screen at eye level. And she basically was like, look up like good yoga for like minor back problems or whatever and do it at home. But I was like, oh, doing it at home, I mean,
yeah,
I could, or I could just try a yoga class, and I haven't tried a yoga class in a while, so I figured maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, why not?
Cool.
No, I know, yoga is something I need to do more of for sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
I think am I next? I don't even know who's next right now. I guess yoga was.
Oh, I was talking about stretching. No, so yeah, you're next.
Hey, alrighty. My next one is to continue saving, and I already am saving. Like, I don't even know. We don't really have to go too deep into personal finances here, but I do save and I do invest already, but I want to get more knowledgeable about what I'm investing in, because people ask me like, oh, like what are you investing in? I'm like, oh, like I don't really know. Like I have like a
Roth
and whatever. And I feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't really know the logic behind it. So I want to become more educated on that stuff. And, I don't really have one specific thing I'm saving for. I feel like it's always smart to like, you know, have a goal in mind, and I feel like I need to meet with a financial advisor, because mm-hmm. I'm kind of just doing it on my own, and I had some friends from my old job help me. I'm like a mess, but like I do have proper investments, but I need to understand like the logic behind them, if that makes sense. So that's a goal.
Yeah, no, for sure. I would agree with that. I have a meeting with, I don't know, he's not my financial advisor, but I do my investments through a company. And so I have a guy there that helps me. And so I need to make my meeting with him because I try to meet with him before I, you know, like during breaks. And it's really smart because it's like, it is confusing, and it's definitely important to know what you're putting your money into. And it's awesome that you're even investing. So good for you.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I'm really thankful, obviously, that I could be investing, because I think many people are just, you know, focused on paying back like student loans or what, not even just that, but paying off debt and stuff like that. So it's great.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful.
And I'd say that means, I mean, for me, I started investing because my parents were kind of suggesting it. So I think it's good that we both have parents that are awesome and very, very supportive of that. Like, I mean, I knew investing was a thing, but I didn't think at age 21 I'd be like investing in big stocks or anything.
True.
So it's really, really nice to have parents that are so awesome and supportive of all that, because I really wouldn't know what I was doing if I didn't have them. I can't even lie.
Yeah. I think that as you grow up too, like you'll see, like, I guess as your friends get jobs and stuff. I never had friends that invested before this. I knew some boys that like used apps and stuff, but at my job, it was like so common to invest, and people would be like, oh yeah, like I have my 401k with the company, but I also do like all of this stuff on the side. Mm-hmm. And that kind of taught me a little more about it, but it's a whole confusing world. And I think schools don't really teach us like financial literacy in that sense.
No.
Like, they don't teach you how to do your taxes and whatever. So I need to figure all that out in 2020. That's my goal.
I like that. I like that. So I just have one more. and you're going to like this one, Brooke. So I want to watch more YouTube. I want to consume content when it's healthy.
I love it.
Because
yes.
Brooke knows this. Like, she'll be talking about a YouTube video, I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen that. Like, and it's someone that I love on YouTube. I just like haven't been watching much. And it's not that I want to, you know, sit in my computer and like watch a ton more. But yeah. I think as an influencer, ew, I hate that word. But as, you know, as a content creator, it is important to like stay up to date with like what other people are doing. Just sometimes I find myself honestly getting jealous, and it gets kind of toxic for me. So when it's healthy,
yeah,
I want to watch more, because then it gives me ideas. It gets me inspired, gets me fired up and wanting to make more content. And I mean, you learn a lot from watching other people and listening to podcasts. So I just want to like consume more content and just become more knowledgeable, honestly.
I would agree with that. I think that it makes you more inspired if you do it in the right way, but
yes.
I could see what you're saying. But you and Delaney, like, you have a roommate who also likes to watch YouTube, so that's nice because you guys
so
can watch
perfect.
It together.
Yeah.
It's honestly fun watching it with roommates or friends.
Oh,
I used to do that with Maddie Mariah. Like,
yeah,
so fun.
Did. That's true.
Yeah, we would always like watch, like we'd send you snaps, like watching your vids on the big screen.
It makes it
a little bit more social to do it as like a group thing, versus I know I could be like that, or I used to be like that when I had a bunch of roommates, like be really antisocial and like go into my room and be like, I'm watching YouTube, and people would be like, watch it like out here with us, like we'll watch it. So,
love that.
Yeah, but especially if you have the same, it could be a social, YouTube could be a very social thing too, if you and like your roommates or your friends have the same like taste.
Yeah.
And like who you watch. I don't know. Just a fun idea.
I like it. No, I definitely like to do that.
I like that. Well, I have some more on my list, but honestly, you guys, I think that we should hop right into some of your suggestions, because mine are, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like, do I have like the cliche, like continue working out and like, you know, eat better and like whatever, like cook more at home, but like for the more unique, specific or niche ones, I tried to share some of mine.
Love that. Yeah, so you guys sent in some really, really great ones. Again, follow at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram to be included in future episodes. So I love this. Stop doubting myself. Focus on fishing. Stop doubting myself. Focus on fitness. Be efficient with time. All great ones. I think we're just going to like read these, right? Like, I mean, we could talk.
Yeah. I thought that would be good.
Ooh, start saying yes to more things. That's awesome.
I love that. I actually saw some that said, stop saying yes. So I think it depends on the kind of person who you are, if you're a yes man or if you're like a, oh no, I'll just stay in my shell, whatever. But I think that most people probably venture on the more like reserved side. So like get out of your comfort zone and say yes more, because you never know what's waiting on the other side of fear.
No, that's so true. This one's awesome. Being grateful to have the liberty to dream and hence working hard towards them. That's so true. Like, be thankful that you even can dream and think about these things And so work hard towards them because you're so grateful that, wow, that's profound.
That's deep. Yeah, I like that. I really like that. There's a lot of you guys who say, you know, you want to start a YouTube channel or start a podcast. And I think a new year is always a great time to do those things and hold yourself accountable. You know, like I want to post once a week or something, like now's the time to do it.
There have been a few people that said they want to read more books. In specific, two people want to read 30 books. I don't know why 30,
wow,
but
that's
30.
That's a lot.
I know.
That's a lot of books.
Get into law school. Yes, sis.
Yeah, I love that. Apply to PhD programs. A lot of school stuff. You guys are killers. Save 10K. That's nice. It's always nice to have specific measurable amounts because those are really things that you could, you know, look back on at the end of the year and be like, wow, like I saved, you know, X amount of dollars or I lost X amount of pounds or whatever. But sometimes it doesn't work for everybody. So
stop feeling guilty for taking care of myself first instead of trying to please others. I feel that so hard.
Yeah. Stop biting my nails. Good one.
Ooh, that is a really good one. Put myself first. A lot of putting myself first. Yes, queens. I love to hear this.
I love that. This one, be more present and like Ooh. Be a better listener. That's a challenge constantly.
Being a little bit more easygoing when things are out of my control. Yep, girl, you know I relate to that one.
Mm-hmm. Make a solid morning routine that is productive while still relaxing.
Honestly, I should probably do the same. Just like a solid routine.
Yeah, I think it's good to have elements of a solid routine, but just know that every day is different. Depending, of course, for you too, it's different. Like you have to class at different times every day.
Yeah, that's true. Get in the best shape of my life. Let's go.
I love that. Inspo. Stop feeling guilty for taking care of myself first instead of trying to please others. That's key. No guilt.
Stop being afraid of rejection. I love that one. One of my really good friends had this realization. She's like, I need to be more confident and just like not worry about being rejected. Cause she said she had so many regrets this year of like things she didn't do or something she didn't say to someone. She regrets it so hard. So I think that's a great one.
It's true. The worst thing that people could say is no.
Yeah, literally.
If you think of it that way.
And I've had to do that too. Like, even like I get so nervous to like sometimes talk to salespeople or like the waiter or like sometimes like I don't want to like make a hassle for someone, but the worst someone could say is no. And it's so true. Wow, there's so many good ones.
Oh, I love this one. Post what I want on social media without feeling the need to seek approval from others.
Amazing. Clap, clap.
Bingo. Yeah, because I think it's easy to get caught up and like post. I've done it. I'm not going to like lie. Like I've done it before where I post something and I'm like, oh, I hope so-and-so sees it. And it's like, at the end of the day, what is that bringing you? And I like, I'm talking to myself here too.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good, healthy mentality to go into 2020 with.
Yeah, there's a lot that say be better at saying no. I'm probably more on that scale. Maybe you too, Brooke. I say yes too much. Yeah.
I get that.
It's like when we see one, we're like, oh, popcorn. This one says, put the clothes back on my hanger instead of throwing them on the floor. Every now and then I'll do that. You're like, oh, there's already a couple. I'll get them later. Just do it now so you don't regret it later and it's messy.
Otherwise, it's going to be Sunday and you're going to hate yourself and messy room. And
not here for that.
Yeah. This one says, call family more.
That's a great one.
And read more for pleasure. Wow. Those are two really good ones. You guys have good ones that aren't just like it's great if you want to do fitness and stuff like that, but these are more holistic, which is cool.
To become a financially independent queen. I love that. That's awesome.
I love that. This one actually is something that I used to relate to, I think, a lot. So I identify with this one. She says, stop running away from boys, which is
I saw that.
True. Because I think, yeah, I used to do a lot of that though, where I would just be like, no, like not interested, thanks. But like, it's like you're closing yourself off to potential, not even potential opportunities, but like a friendship, you know? So
it's,
I don't know.
It's so true. Like they're treating you well and they want to get to know you. Like might as well like enjoy your time with them.
Yes.
Leave codependency behind. I love this. I think she means probably in like relationships or friendships. Like, it's so easy to become codependent on like a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a best friend. And I've had periods of my life where I was very dependent on like one of my best friends. And then her and I like became like different people. This was like in high school. And I was like so sad. I was like so dependent on her for so much of my life. And then I was like, no, I need to like become my own person. So it's definitely very important to do that and be confident in yourself and be okay with like being with yourself or not with that person.
I get that. That's a good message. Prioritize 15 minutes of journaling a day. That's good.
I love that one. I don't know if I'll ever be good at journaling. I'm so bad at it. I hate my handwriting.
Yeah. I don't even do it for the point of like, I'm going to read this back. It's just nice sometimes to get the words out on the page, but sometimes it's nice to like release your feelings. Like if I'm having an especially troubling time,
it
does make me feel better.
Yeah, no, it does. I like this one. Enjoy my last semester at home before I go to college. UGA.
Oh my God.
Enjoy it, girl. Fun. Senior year's so fun.
That is fun. Yeah, a lot of mental health stuff, which is great because I think I've really come to this conclusion. Like, it's like the whole cup mentality. Like, if you have a half full cup, you can't fill others' cups. So, like, you have to take care of yourself first before you can, you know, be a good sibling or daughter or mm-hmm. son or boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, you know, so.
To start speaking up for myself and stop being so scared to upset anyone else. That one's so important. Like, it makes me so sad when people have something they want to say and they're literally just scared of someone else's approval. Like, if you believe in something, you should really say it, I think.
I like that. Oh, I love this one. Compliment others more.
That's good. That's really good because it's kind of crazy how much a compliment can change your day.
It does. Volunteer more, keep up with my planner. You guys have some really good ones. So
yeah,
those are just some resolution ideas. Danielle did do a full vid on YT. I kind of want to do one. You're inspiring.
I think you should, because then you can like go back and watch it. I've done some the past 3 years and I actually didn't end up saying all the ones I said in my videos to make it a little different. You said you have more and maybe you'll come up with more throughout the day and throughout the next few days. So definitely film the video. I'll watch.
Oh, thanks. One whole view. I made it.
I want to consume more content, baby.
Yeah. No, I love it. I notice when Danielle's watching YouTube because I get notifications when people who I'm subscribed to comment on my videos and I like get like,
oh, she's on a tear.
Three comments in a row, like Danielle watching my vlogs. I'm like, oh, I see you.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it.
Sorry, something's my voice. Well, I think that was really good. I'm feeling very motivated to start my day. I don't know about you. Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah. I hope you guys listen to this at a good time where you're ready to, you know, get inspired.
Yes.
And have a good year. I honestly have really good vibes about 2020. I know I say that every year, but like I actually do.
I do. I think this year was so good that next year can only be better.
It's true. It only gets better from here.
Woo! So.
Love you guys so much. Follow us on social media to stay in the loop. Check out the merch. Individual social medias because we probably posted pics from New Year's.
I know. I hope I got a good New Year's pic. We love you guys so much. Thanks for our first year, I guess, technically. Another year.
Our first episode was in 2018. It was in the end of 2018. So we're going on year two.
Oh, well, here we go. The start of it. I know it's weird because we don't do seasons. We literally just like keep going.
We've been posting every single week for a long time.
We've never taken a break.
No, no breaks. All gas.
All gas. No breaks, baby. We love you guys so much. Happy New Year. Let's take 2020 and make it our bitch, honestly.
Ooh, let's get it. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach floral printed leather Cassie crossbody bag, and the Le Creuset shallot Dutch oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.